Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Good morning. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. That's right. It's the morning. You know how we love recording in the morning.
This is a morning session. It's a wild week, so we're scooching in a little AM recording time.
What are we going to talk about today?
A little bit of an update on what's going on, at least with me. We're going to talk about Pat McGrath's new collection. Yes, we got a bonus from PM. Then we're going to talk about sugaring. What is it exactly? I did it, and I'm going to let you know. We're going to talk about nighttime skincare. Does it actually matter? And finally, our guest, the glamorous Rachel Goodwin, NARS makeup artist. She's reporting back from last night.
And I don't even have to say anything. That was amazing.
Sorry.
The intro is done. Let's get into it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Jess, I love this. It's like morning energy. I barely have to be on the show.
Barely have to be on the show, but listen, we got to rock and roll because I got to get to work.
Oh, to your new job?
Yes. I no longer make my own schedule.
What's going on? Tell the listeners. Tell the world.
So I am now at the Hearst Luxury Beauty Hub.
This woman is the beauty director at Harper's Bazaar. Also contributing to many other magazines, as we all do.
Yes. Not quite yet. We're getting rocking and rolling on Harper's Bazaar.
Can you just tell me, because I know you've loved this magazine forever, and this is like
a live and die.
Right? Like, iconic photography. Like, beauty images that just stick with you, right? Are you super excited?
Arresting. Yeah. So to make a long story short, I really have felt that Harper's Bazaar has been like my grad school. So when I was a senior in college, I squished 18 credits. I think that's a lot. I mean, it feels like a lot. I remember I was supposed to take like 15, and I took 18 because I took my time in college. I took 18 credits and I smushed them into 3 days or 2 days. 2 days a week on my senior year.
Yeah.
And then 3 days a week, I would go to Harper's Bazaar.
You were an intern at Harper's Bazaar?
Yeah, didn't we talk about this?
I thought you were at Elle for some reason.
No.
Okay, and who were you interning for?
Carrie Diamond.
That's where you worked for Carrie Diamond.
Yes.
It is like you have come full circle.
It is a full circle experience.
Does Carrie know you're here now?
Of course she does.
Oh my God, I love this story.
She did such a wonderful Instagram post too. I love you, Carrie.
You went from the freaking intern at Rutgers, trekking in on the train every...
3 days a week my senior year.
like not fancy at all. Like that is the like.
Well, I mean, it was fancy for a senior in college.
But I mean, like you getting there, it's like, oh my God, can girl from New Jersey get her ass into Harper's Bazaar? And now you're the freaking yes. beauty director.
So I would, you know, and it was so funny. My
children follow your dreams.
My apartment at school was right by the train station. So I would like get up. All my dorm mates would be like sleeping, my apartment mates. And I would like put on my little, you know, my little like Harper's Bazaar outfit. Uh-huh. Go while they were like, you know, trashed with the solo cups. And I'd be like, bye, guys. And then I'd come home like a little, you know, Melanie Griffith working woman. And then the next day, do it again and then do it again. I remember I had it on Fridays. Gosh. And then like my friends and I, Gabrielle, who, you know, she also works at Hearst. Yeah. We would like come home because she was working at Marie Claire.
Oh, my gosh.
And we would come home and then like talk about what we're going to do that night. But then the next weekend we do it all over again. So it's really nice, a full circle experience. So,
5 years later, you're the director.
15. But it's a really beautiful experience. I feel very happy. I feel very lucky. I feel very...
And the other exciting thing is that we now work on the same floor.
In the hub.
Two rows away from each other in our little cubicles. Mm-hmm. So we get to talk about the beauty gossip every single day. Don't worry. We're not going to drop a daily podcast on you. But just this week, just to give an example, we were talking about what? Pat McGrath.
So, yeah, so this, I was, you know, munching on my lunch, and I saw this on Women's Wear Daily. Pat McGrath has a new collection of Met Gala-inspired cosmetics. And I was like, blinky, blinky, did I see this right? At first, I thought, I'm just going to be honest with you. I okay. love you, Pat. But I thought, is nothing sacred? Makeup at the Met, like, shock, horror. Is this really, you know, have we gone too far? But then I thought, I mean, they're getting people excited about the Met.
About art and about museums and these institutions that are hurting for money. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like, okay, if the...
I don't know if the Met is hurting for money. I actually don't know what their, like, you know, ledger looks like. But, like, I did like the idea that people were excited about the Met. And I mean, that's what Anna did with the whole Costume Institute.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, there's a famous artist who has passed on, and are we going to use them for like a posthumous collab with NYX Cosmetics? Like, well, where do you stop? And yeah. And what does give me a little bit of happiness about this whole thing, because the products are gorgeous. I reached out to the company to see like, oh, well, is some of the money from the proceeds going to go to the museum? And actually, it's sold in the store there, and everything in the store, it says all purchases support the Met collection and the study, conservation, and presentation of 5,000 years of art. Now, do I think Pat's giving up 50% of her profits to the art museum? Probably not.
Right.
But the fact that it's sold there is supporting the institution. So that, like, is, like, this is how those places make money in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
It's not from ticket sales.
No, although they did jack up their
it's expensive to
do the Met. It's very expensive. Yeah. But, you know, I was thinking about the Vuitton collection with Jeff Koons.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, a Rubens bag. There is... like a Van Gogh bag, I think. I know there's a Rubens one.
There was that Monet one, and it just looked like the weird thing, like the old weird aunt
the old
gets
lady
at the
ones.
Museum store. Yeah,
yeah, like the gift shop kind of thing. But like, I was Vuitton, so like, you know, it's not quite the same. But I had mixed feelings about that stuff too. But I was like, you know what? It is cool that it's making art cool for a certain customer.
Yeah.
You know, so I love it. It is kind of like a, I don't want to say a head scratcher, but it is, it makes you think. And I guess good art is supposed to make you think. I don't know. But, you know, I kind of have to hand it to Pat to at least getting in on it in the same way that Vogue did.
Yeah. Artistic appropriation in this case for me is okay.
It's a good thing. Jen, you know what doesn't get enough play in the beauty world?
I'm so scared what this answer is. What?
Sugaring.
Oh, like hair removal?
Yeah.
Why not? And yeah, what is sugaring for people who don't know?
I remember like hearing about it when I was a baby beauty editor. And yeah. I remember like seeing someone's arm get sugared and being like, ugh, that looks painful.
Yeah.
Then I never heard about it again. It was like we jumped from sugaring to like IPL to like, you know.
But sugaring is just like waxing more or less with a sugar-based wax, right? Or is it different?
No, that's basically it. But okay. Did you ever see sugaring on the menu of any major place?
No, but I've seen people say, oh, this is a sugar wax. And then in your head, you're like, must be more gentle. But I'm it's still sticky. Have you gotten sugared?
I got sugared, babe.
You got sugared?
I got sugared.
How 90s of you.
It's very 90s, right?
How did it go?
It's very Britney Spears, yeah. Right? So I went to the place called Shoba.
Remember, sure.
It's a chain.
They do threading as well.
Yeah, they do a lot of threading. I went in there. It was everyone was getting threaded. But I went into the back room, and I actually didn't realize this was right before my wedding, so I didn't know what my name was. I was just need hair removal. And they're like, so we're going to, do you want sugaring or do you want regular wax? And I said, what's sugaring?
Wait, what body part?
I'm a lady. I don't want to.
Okay, bikini line. Fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's a beauty podcast. You need details. Okay, continue.
I wasn't going to go in Chewbacca to my honeymoon. So I said, what's the difference? And I felt such a layperson. But the woman told me that sugaring is basically, it's a form of hair removal that resembles waxing, but it's just gentler on the skin and it uses only sugar, lemon juice, water, and glycerin. This isn't that hard plasticky wax that shrinks on your vagina. a little hat, and
that's
then
not,
they rip
that's
it
not
off.
What happens in waxing, people. Don't be scared.
You know that hard wax that all of a sudden you look down and they're and, ready?
Uh-huh. And you have a loin cod? What are they called? A cod piece.
A cod piece or a loin cloth.
Blue plastic.
And it's too late. It's too late.
It's all coming off.
There is no way around it.
So how did the sugaring go?
Little by little, this it's a sticky substance, but it's much lighter. It's less, the word you used the other day was viscous.
Yeah,
it's less thick and horrible.
It's a runnier kind of
It's much runnier. It hurts less because it pulls less on the skin.
Because it's really only shrinking onto the hair, strapping the hair and then pulling instead of the top layer of skin cells too, probably.
I didn't make that connection, but it's less And they used, maybe this is just Shoba, but they didn't use muslin cloths. They used these really thick denim cloths. They actually used denim. It wouldn't look like Levi's or anything, but it was just.
Probably because that sugar sticks to it so well, then they're just good to go.
Oh, it was great. They said the weight of the denim cloth they use actually removes the sugaring gel better and it reduces some of the pain.
Did you find less irritation than you did with regular wax?
So much less
really?
After.
Mm-hmm. Maybe also the reason for that is there's fewer ingredients that you might be allergic to because of course you're getting irritated because you're pulling the hair out. But say it was a wax that had, besides glycerin, which is just a gentle moisturizer, but also had artificial color and fragrance in it and maybe some, sticky polymer. All those things are things you could be allergic to, right?
You mean that bright purple codpiece might have artificial color?
Right, whereas this is just sugar, lemon, glycerin, some simple ingredients.
Completely. So I found it so much less irritating. And then, you ever come home from a wax and then everything from your underwear sticking onto your area?
I mean, I've been lasered for 10 years now, so no. But back in the day, I know what you're talking about.
So it's fur.
And maybe even a little piece of TP. Who knows what's going on? God forbid you have to pee after the wax. There's Santa Claus between your legs.
Gum wrappers. Cat fur.
Subway detritus.
Basically, this comes off just with water. It's
right. So your warm water would dissolve the sugar. Science people.
My point is, if you have sensitive skin and you find waxing just the absolute most painful thing, like I do, I say give the sugar wax a try. Shoba is a quite a large chain, at least in this area. So I'm gonna put a link to it, but I'm sure there's some place by you that does it too. So two thumbs up for sugaring.
I know it's the morning, so this is appropriate because we just got a full night's of beauty sleep. Let's talk about beauty sleep for a moment, shall we? Okay, open your eyes. Thank you. Is it me or have you seen even more lately these products that they're like, besides the sleeping masks and all that, now there's Dermalogic as a sleep cocoon that's a skincare that you put on. It has motion-activated lavender oil. So when you press your face against the pillow, the lavender oil seeps out and gives you a little sleepy time treat. Or there's other products that are maximizing cell turnover while you sleep. Do you ever think about, does it really matter? Am I really all that different when I'm sleeping?
I love sleeping.
Yes, I know that. But you wanted to talk about this. Yeah, how come? What was your thinking?
Because I have like a whole setup next to my bedside of just like sleeping products.
And are you...
And I believe.
Okay, because I wanted to look into it and see. A lot of them make these claims like, this is when your body's doing DNA repair, so you need to maximize that with XYZ ingredient. So... I emailed Dr. Purvisha Patel. She's a dermatologist. She makes a line Visha skincare, which I love their body scrub. But anyway, she said, here are two good reasons why you definitely want to be putting on your active stuff at night. One.
Oh, good. Okay, so
There is some logic behind this.
Yeah.
One, your face is clean. So obviously, actually there's more than two reasons. Two, your body temperature increases slightly, so absorption of products is better. So you're a little bit warmer.
Okay.
That makes sense, right?
I love that.
Flowing. Three, she was saying it's the longest period of time that something can stay on your skin without being disrupted. Say you put on retinol or something like that, you went out in the sun, UV degrades certain ingredients.
Yes.
So that all makes sense. Is it that it like is like this is when your little cells are doing their special job and they need TK ingredient exactly now to get it done? No. But it is the best time to maximize a treatment.
So it's more that they're in chill mode. It's less that like they're doing something spectacular.
Yeah, she did say it's also the regenerative period for your skin and your body. So it's the time that your skin is sort of repairing itself from the day's damage. And she said some of the ingredients that like could sort of be good for that reason are retinol, vitamin E, vitamin C, ferulic acid, and skin lighteners are especially good to be putting on at night. I think the sun is also part of that because those kind of ingredients – like, think about the ferulic acid serums and how, like, the minute you put that on your, like, desktop, the light hits it and it turns oxidized. These are the ones that you want to keep in your nice little desk drawer or your nightstand drawer and put on at night, right?
Right.
What's in your nighttime routine? Tell the people.
I really love, I mean, longtime listeners will know I love the Kiehl's Minute Repair Concentrate.
Do you put that on first?
No, that's the last.
Right, I feel like that's
a
good
oil. You press that on.
Yeah.
You press that baby on last.
What do you put first?
I have put so many different things.
Really?
I put on essence. I put on one or two serums. These are at the sink, though. One or two serums. I put on a night cream. And then the last thing is the Midnight Recovery Concentrate. I've been really into the Kiehl's Firming Mask.
It's a nighttime mask?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's good. The hibiscus firming mask.
You leave it on
mask.
While you sleep?
Yeah. The firming mask.
Does our little friend
Garrett Muntz loved that.
Does it get all over your pillow, though?
No.
Oh, all right.
No, it's very thin. Like, well, it's thick, but when you put it on, it's like thick and rubbery, and then when you spread it on, it's super firming.
You're bringing up the last point, which is really important about nighttime skincare. Your skin also dehydrates at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the increase of the temperature, you know, evaporation is happening better.
Yeah.
So the occlusive kind of products that you're talking about, the oils,
yeah.
the sleeping masks, those last steps, they're important. Because they seal in all that nice active treatment you just put on and prevent it from evaporating away. Get your money's worth.
Yeah, oils last. Like, you know.
But remember, put the other stuff on before the
oil. Yes, yeah, yeah. Because I'm seeing a lot of serums, just like a PSA here, a lot of serums that are oil texture and people are putting them on before.
Yeah.
But put those by your bedside and just pat them in before
you go
to sleep.
That's a good tip. So you do at the bathroom sink, like your active treatments, if you have a retinol or a skin lighter, vitamin C, vitamin E, all that. Get in your bed and press on your lovely oil or your sleeping mask.
Yeah, because that by that time, all your other stuff will have absorbed or like mostly absorbed, and then you press in the oils before you go to bed. Lights out. Good night.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Guys, we're here with Rachel Goodwin, the makeup artist, and she's getting like last minute prep from her publicist in the background. I don't know what you guys are whispering about, but welcome to Fat Mascara. What? What was she telling you? Don't say this.
No, she was saying, dude, they might go through your bag. I was horror.
She's a podcast listener then.
Yes.
We're not going to do that, but just so our listeners know, you've worked with like everybody in Hollywood, Emma Stone, Camila Cabello, Zendaya, January Jones, Demi Lovato. You're a baller. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here, you guys.
Is your voice hoarse from last night?
A little. I was out late.
We're going to get to that. Yes. Why you were out late.
That's right. It's Met Gala Week, we're calling it. So on Monday, it was the Costume Institute ball at the Met Gala. I probably said that wrong. But you do it every year. You always have a client who's going. So how was it this year?
It was so fun. It's always fun. It's one of the most creative. For a makeup artist who does red carpet work, I think it is the highlight of the year, really, ultimately. Just because if you don't work with a musician for the Grammys or some amazing performer where you get to express yourself in that way more theatrically or editorially, it's like the one night where that's okay. It's like free dress Friday, but it's free dress Monday.
Free dress Friday. You wear a crazy hat.
Yeah. Crazy hat day for.
This year it really was.
It really was crazy hat day.
Yeah. So it is different than like Oscars or Emmys. And for people who don't know, why is that? Why is this like the fashion insidery event?
I think ultimately, it is because it's fashion. Fashion is different than, we wear fashion on the red carpet in LA when you're going to an event because it's, there's designers who want their dresses on the red carpet because that translates into greater sales for them all over globally for that, their companies. But I think ultimately the Met Ball is about expression. It's about fashion and it's where like the bridge between editorial and red carpet meet. So as an artist, you're bringing all of the skills you would apply to like an editorial in a magazine, a fashion editorial, to the red carpet. And so that's a different thing than any other night. I've always approached it like that because I started in fashion and then ended up in Hollywood. And so that was always sort of the thing that led me. And I think that there's a lot of people who approach it that way now more than ever. But I think that night it's kind of like everyone gets a get out of jail free card. Like nobody's going to get, on E just like trounced for wearing too big of a dress. Everybody's like, okay, that was cool, right? Like we all just agreed to just be okay with it. And I'm thank God. Like there's at least one night. Where women can just express themselves freely, hair, makeup, styling, and not feel afraid to be just destroyed in the press. I think that it's celebrated. We were just saying like it gets celebrated versus like being like, there's no Bjork of the night. Like there's no like swan dress that, there's like, it's all okay.
That's a good analogy. And it's kind of great. Example.
Yeah.
So who did you do last night?
Emma Stone.
How did that come about? What was the look like?
The look was really actually kind of simple in the sense that comparatively to a lot of the other dresses. She was there with Louis Vuitton, which is a brand new relationship for her in the last 6 months, and she's become the face of their brand. And so it was handmade by Nicola, this beautiful dress, and they sort of did this from the latest collection, which was gorgeous, and it had a lot of details, lots of metallic details and things.
And did that dictate the look that you did, like the makeup look?
Definitely.
And what was the day like? Like, do you set your alarm for 5 o'clock in the morning, or like, are you with her all day? Like, what would, what is a day in the life of like the pre-met stuff? I mean, everyone's talking about it that whole day. People are watching Instagram live. Like it's a frenzy throughout the whole day. It's a frenzy.
God, it really is. It's a frenzy in our world too, because it's like maybe you'll have more than one client you have to go to, and you have to find out the ones at the Greenwich and ones at the Carlisle.
Now that the day is over, where did you guys get ready?
The Carlisle.
Okay.
Which is great because it's really, really close to the Met, and there was a Louis Vuitton sort of reception area at the Gagosian that across the street. So it was like all of the Louis Vuitton. There was a photo shoot and all this stuff. So we just crossed the street.
Did they have lunch for you? Like, was it?
No, but they did have caviar, and I was all about
lunch.
It.
That seems so unappetizing.
Lunch. Yeah, it was like little bites. Nothing like.
There
lunch.
Wasn't like a nice spread for you and Emma.
It was pre-cocktail. It was cocktail like kind of vibe.
That sounds horrible.
I feel like people don't know. Like, what's the last minute you get your hands on your client before she's like on the red carpet getting photographed? Like, could it be 3 hours in advance, or is it like 5 minutes before?
No. It could be, I guess, in the worst case scenario where I would be panicking or something. That would be a terrible, terrible thing. But I think, in the case of last night, we had this sort of cocktail moment happen in a photo shoot with all of the Louis Vuitton girls, all the and boys. There's a couple boys too. Mm-hmm. And so there was this, and then she left. So I had I saw her probably within 45 minutes of her being on the carpet. So I could say touched her 45 minutes before.
Did you send her off with a lipstick?
Yes.
What was it?
It was a velvet lip glide in Swing, which I don't think is
from NARS.
They're not out yet. It's NARS. Yeah, they're brand new.
Of course she gets the new before
test out all the new, which is one of the best parts of my role.
Now,
there.
Were you checking Instagram to see what other people looked like, what their looks were?
I kind of got to see what other people were looking at because I was in the lobby of the Carlisle, which I saw like tons of people. And then I saw like when I was with like all of the Louis Vuitton people. So I saw like all the other teams of artists.
Who?
And
tell us.
Michelle Williams and Jennifer Connelly and Alicia Vikander.
Oh, chic and chicer.
And Riley Keough, who's another one of my clients. So it's like a really nice, kind of fun little, that was
so
a great
who
crowd.
Won?
Yeah, like who were some of
who
your
won
favorites?
Met Gala?
Yeah, like what were you talking about? Besides Emma, who were your faves?
I mean, for me, I know I'm partial because Fiona is my good friend, but I thought Lily Collins was beyond.
She did amazing makeup.
I mean, it was so stunning.
Goth
it was
princess.
Gasp. Stunning.
I feel like she's the only one of the like top five, and Jen and I were like talking about this a little bit like this morning, this is like it's all blurry. People had some really interesting interpretations of the theme.
Really? Yes, that
for
is
those
true.
Who don't know, the theme was
that was
what
that
was
is
the
true.
Theme
it was it,
heavenly bodies, which was really the Catholicism and the influence on fashion throughout history, which was I thought really a fascinating subject.
But I think there were some creative interpretations that got a little Halloween-y sometimes. It got a little like, which religion are we interpreting?
Yes.
And some people showed up in an LBD.
It was all over the place. I mean, Solange had Florida water she was carrying with her. There was like all kinds of interesting stuff going
on. What? Florida?
Yeah, it's like she had it in a little Florida. Pouch. It's like you should Google it. It's interesting. She carries it with her supposedly every carpet.
What
I've
is
heard.
Florida water?
Is she drinking it, or is she making a statement about how Florida's going under because of global warming? No. You never know with artists these days.
It's
Rachel Goodwin
more...
is Googling Florida water
yeah,
for us right now.
I don't want to butcher it.
Is this Urban Dictionary?
Important. It's like
While she looks that up, can I just say Zendaya was my favorite?
Oh,
I love that. Awesome.
I felt like she like, yeah. She
that was great. That was theatrical.
Well done.
And the
I
way
thought
she
it was
walked,
beautiful.
She was in character.
Yeah, she gave face. The
and
whole
she
time.
Did really minimal makeup, and her hair was really simple, and the clothes but, really spoke. I thought it was very
cool. It was like Joan of Arc. She wasn't wearing makeup.
Yeah,
it was
super cool. She's so cool. Yeah,
that was
so
great.
So, what's Florida water?
Is an American version of eau de cologne or cologne water. It has the same citrus basis as cologne water, but shifts the emphasis to sweet orange rather than lemon and neroli. Adds spice notes, including lavender and clove, and the name refers to the fabled Fountain of Youth, which was said to be located in Florida.
Is this branded?
I don't know.
What other looks did you like? I'm sure all your makeup artist friends were there doing clients.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Any others stood out to you?
I mean, I really thought, Diane Kruger looked so cool. I loved her, like, drama with the headdress thing.
Yeah.
Rihanna looked... like
she
totally
was like queen
cool
of the,
and
she
amazing
was, like, prom queen, right?
And bleached her brows and like she just looks so I loved it. Who else? I mean, I think there wasn't. I actually can't believe I'm saying this because I kind of haven't been like, I don't want to sound terrible, but I haven't really been feeling too much Madonna in the recent years. But I thought Madonna was in her element and this was it. Yes. Like, I can't even tell you, like, to see her like in her element like that in Gautier was bringing me Ray of Light vibes. I was like loving it. So that was cool.
Did you see the performance?
I saw bits on Instagram and it was giving me chills. So
that was really unbelievable.
I can't believe it.
I think I got a tip from her, which is this. I'm going to just adopt a veil after a certain age.
What did you guys think of Cara Delevingne's like thing that was hanging
down? Did she have like a latex bald head on and then painted?
No.
What
Mara,
was that?
Mara, my friend Mara did her hair. I don't know. It was like more of like a
Rozak. Right?
Yeah, Mara Rozak. So she did her hair. I don't know what was going on with the hair. I think was just her hair, but like pink.
Oh, because she has then, short hair now, right? Yeah.
But then this piece had these like, you know, this as Dior, it was just this really dramatic headpiece that was over the face that I thought was kind of interesting.
It's like netted or something, right? It was almost like remember, like armor.
Yes. I mean, there was a theme going on with that. A lot of headdresses.
Yeah, there was a lot of headdresses. Yes. I don't know, Cara Delevingne's so gorgeous. She's I wouldn't so cool. cover that up if I looked like her.
The takeaway maybe that like headdresses are back. Who knows? You do way more than...
I wouldn't be mad about that.
You do more than Met Gala, though. You do a lot of stuff. Yeah. Can you tell us, like, let's back up a little bit. What was your very first job in the makeup industry?
I don't even know if I would call it the industry, per se. But I grew up in the Bay Area. I grew up in right outside of San Francisco. And when I started my journey, I was so, like, I was at the opera. I was working at the opera house, and I was taking classes at the college, local, like, college, and I was just trying to figure out. My friend called me and said, at SF State, there was this, like, you know, thing pinned to the board just saying, like, looking for a makeup artist for this, and, you know, low-budget film. We can't, you know, no money, but we'll buy you your kit. Like, we'll purchase all of what you need for your kit. And I was like, sign me up, you know. Mm-hmm. So I called this number and they called me back, and basically the next thing I know, I was at Krylon, which is like a, you know, company, a stage makeup company, buying an entire kit of makeup, which I had none of. So at the time it seemed like a fantastic idea because it got me sort of established with an actual makeup kit.
Were you in art school though? Like, did you have art background?
I did not have an art background in the sense that I didn't have a formal art background.
But like, why did you respond to this makeup artist?
Well, I was already trying to be a makeup artist. I was working at the San Francisco Opera. So you were
doing makeup.
Yeah,
okay.
I was, you know, I was trying to find the way into that looked like. And that was my first opportunity that came, and I just jumped on it. And then I was doing that for a few months, and then I realized, oh, I'm not meant to do. I'm definitely not going to be a mortician, and I'm definitely not going to work on film. So that was kind of my first foray into. But I was a goth, so I kind of knew a lot about like goth makeup and like, you know, that sort of thing. So that ended up benefiting me. Yeah, it worked out.
Now you're with NARS, right?
Yes.
So how's that work? What's your job? What do you do with the company?
It's so exciting. I'm so excited about it.
I mean, good brand.
I know.
Nicely
it's a good
done.
Brand. Yeah, I mean, I had spent, you know, almost 12 years with Chanel. And it was an incredible journey. And I was so, so lucky to have had that relationship for as long as I did. It was a really, and I know those things are so rare. And they're such an iconic brand. And then I was, this opportunity came and it scared me. And then I ended up just jumping because I thought, oh my God, this might be the brand. You know, in my mind, it was like a color line. And for me, color has always been my language. I like love color. It speaks to me. And NARS to me was this, the philosophy, the color idea, it just lured me over. It was like this whole, it was like a treasure chest of goodness that I was going to get to open. So I took the leap, and that was 2016, right? Yeah. So this is my second year, and I'm involved in all sorts of things with the brand, which is something I wanted for a very long time, was to be involved in education and to be a conduit for artistry. Like I'm out there with speaking to artists and connecting artists to the brand. I get to be in product development. I get to do shoots and videos and education, all of this stuff that I just enjoy so much.
Just like they stock your kit, off you go, do your clients.
No, God, no. I have an incredible role with the brand that has been so fulfilling for me. And I hope to, you know, get to explore even more things, because they're this kind of brand that's like, it's a younger, it's young, it's a young line, and it has so much potential to do change their way there of thinking. But what I love about it is that it's about expression, it's about character, it's about authenticity, and it's about color. And so all of those things are like, it's just where I'm meant to be.
I feel like you bring artistry from like a lot of different places, not just the beauty world, into the looks you create. One of your inspirations seems to be maybe ice cream.
It is.
What's up with that?
Jen told me about this. I'm very excited.
I feel really bad because I feel like I've not done, you know, I had a separate Instagram account called The Sunday Times. And I started it when I was...
How'd you get that handle?
I know, right? I was so excited.
Oh, the Sunday, like D-A-E. Okay.
Like, oh, that's ice cream
still,
Sunday.
That's really
still,
cute.
Right? I was shocked that they had it. So the Sunday Times was my ice cream own, because I needed to curb it on my regular Instagram, because it's like, needs on to be brand. More about stay beauty. Stay on brand. So when I was, you know, when I had my second child, I had some time off, and I was like, I was obviously, I had more time to focus on it, and I haven't been focusing on it in the last like 6 months, so it's kind of just dead in the water, but I should get back to it.
So, but tell us, so I mean, I'm going to get into this when I leave, but like what, was it just like Sundays you made? Did you go to different ice cream places?
Sundays for me, or just ice cream in general, is a really core passion because my grandmother and I used to eat ice cream together since the time I was I can remember. And so my parents owned this restaurant for a brief period in Florida, and when I was like about 3 or 4, and we had an ice cream counter. And so my grandma was supposed to be selling ice cream, but she was just feeding it to me, and like we were making no money. So I essentially have this very sort of, you know, really beautiful memories of connection and family and ice cream, and it started from an early age. So when I started doing like, you know, when I just have always found ways to find the best ice cream no matter where I go. And that's kind of how the Sunday Times was born.
So favorite ice cream in New York?
I'm kind of in an Odd Fellows moment. I still love just going to the, you know, the
bodega and getting it.
Yeah.
Tell us, what else is in your kit? I'm not going to make you open up and look, but some other favorites. You're like an 8-hour cream fan, I've heard.
Major. I will never go anywhere without that.
But where do you put, like, how do you use it?
It depends on the job, honestly. If I'm like, it could be literally all over the face, or it could be on the body or whatever. It's just about the way that it photographs and the way that it looks. It's a very specific way it picks up light. And for whatever reason, nothing else, even if you use just Vaseline, doesn't do it. It's like, it's perfect.
Is there a product that you feel women are not using, like a category, something that's a little underused?
I was thinking about that when I saw that. I was like, oh God, what? It feels like they're using everything right now. But they're using it
restraint
all at once.
Is there anything to use?
They need to use more restraint. They're using everything at once. I was thinking about this, and I don't know if you think this is insane, but I think they need to re-examine lip liner. I think we need to talk about lip liner again.
Like to actually start using it again.
Using it again.
We
think it got thrown under the bus because it was abused, you know, which is what's going to happen with what's happening now. And then we'll walk away from that too, and we'll come to it. It's like the pendulum swings, right?
Right.
So Spice was revered. It was
the MAC lip liner.
And then we abused it to death. We did horrible things to our faces with it, and we just threw it away.
Right. But it's creeping back in now.
It's creeping back in. And I think there's a new approach. I've always used it. I never stopped using lip liner because for a makeup artist, for me as like a makeup artist, I use it in ways that maybe like women wouldn't use it. But I use it to keep lipstick on for red carpet. Like I'll use an entire, you know, I'll cover the entire lip with like a neutral pencil. I'll buff it with a Q-tip, and then I'll put like, I'll blot it, put a little bit of powder, and then I'll apply lipstick. And that is like, that is, that gloss, that lip color is not moving. It's literally going to stay that way. If you just use a neutral or like a rosy shade, that's a great way to use it. But if you use one to just clean up lines, you can use it to fix things. You can use it to fill in that little gap that you get when you wear a lipstick. Yeah. Like there's
like
ways.
She's pointing to the center of the mouth.
You know, when the center gets like a little like.
Eaten away.
Yeah. You can just take your lip liner at the same color and put it in, then you don't have to reapply the whole thing. So there's a lot of ways to use it that are actually genius and that makeup artists do all the time. But women just ran away from lip liner like it was like, they were like, we're never looking back, Spice. Yeah. We never want to see you again.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. This is so fun.
Time to raise the white. I don't know. I'm feeling very religious because of the Met Gala. Was that like a choir? Did you like that?
So much good content from the Met Gala right now.
I know. Also, everybody told me I've been so loud on the podcast. I'm trying to bring it down a little bit. What are you raising a wand to?
Okay. So the other week, I went with Jeff to the L'Oreal company store.
Oh, your husband? Now that you're married, you're allowed to get access to the company store?
Yes. They wouldn't let me in until we were officially married.
And,
you know, we get a lot of, you and I, we get a lot of access to products, but we see mostly new launches. You know, like we're rarely looking at like the gamut of.
Very good point.
This is what's out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this is the breadth of one brand's products.
Yes.
So not that the L'Oreal company store has every single L'Oreal owned product, but I kind of like, it was like a good refresher.
Yes.
And I dipped into the L'Oreal lipstick trove. I forgot how much I love the L'Oreal Color Riche lipsticks. I've loved them since, these were like one of my entry level.
The scent of those is like,
Really? That's what I said as we were walking at the elevator bank.
Let me smell it right now.
Yeah, I was like, smell this, Jeff. I'm
it
like.
It reminds me of just like, I don't know. Just
teenagehood.
Like, loving beauty and, mm-hmm. Oh my God, right? Brings me back.
It's like vanilla, waxy.
They haven't
goodness.
Changed it, yeah.
Oh, it's like, is it vanilla? I can't.
I think it's vanilla.
Oh my gosh.
With like a floral undertone maybe.
It's so fabulous. So I, you know, you can't try them on because it's
not in the company store. Yeah.
I got this color. I was like, there's something about this color that's speaking to me. It's called Volcanic.
Honestly, if I saw that in the tube, I'd be like, a grandma in Florida is going to buy it. But now it's on your lips and it is just lovely.
It's so good.
I think the trick is that you're sort of dabbing it into your lip and pressing the color in instead of like sliding the corally pink of it all mm-hmm. over. It's like you're using it like a stain almost.
I've gotten a lot of compliments. It's a coral pink and it's so creamy. There's no like trendy finish to it. It's just
it's like a hibiscus flower almost. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went
it's
there.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's very hydrating, moisturizing, stays on for a long time, but it's by no means a matte. And it's under $10. I mean, I got mine for a song, but on the internet, I found it everywhere from $5 to $9.
And those last. That's a good one.
Volcanic.
Very nice. So my legs are on display, right? Mm-hmm. It's summertime. And I have an issue with scars. I've played every sport under the sun. I've had like 42 surgeries on my legs and arms over the years. So also with age, like I feel like it's not that my knees are getting saggier. They're just getting like veinier looking. Not varicose veins, but like the color of, you know, I don't tan anymore. Right. The color of my
like
veins comes through.
Or something?
This is all adding up to I need body makeup. I'm not even going to pretend. People call it like liquid stockings or like a self-tanner spray or blah, blah. No, girl, I wear body makeup when I wear a skirt. Have it on today, even. Because the self-tanner, then you have to think about it and maybe it'll get streaking, whatever. So I have tried every single one of these products that are these wash-off leg coloring products.
Cool.
A lot of them transfer. That's a big issue. My old school favorite, and I still like it, is the Sally Hansen airbrush legs. Mm-hmm. That's a classic. But the one I've been using this season, which I want to raise a wand to, is Wonder Skin. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen this? It's like a silvery tube.
No, it looks cool.
It's $29, but let me tell you, this tube will last you all summer. It's not just like a bronzer, because it doesn't like make your legs look bronze. It's just like a light diffuser. It's almost like it has a teeny tiny shimmer, but they don't look sparkly. It just sort of like, it's like a blur. It has a texture of like a priming, pore perfecting kind of product. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I don't know how they got it in a tube that big for $29, but you put it all over your legs, you wait like 2 minutes, then you skim a towel over it to make sure it's transfer proof, and it always is. And then you have like lovely looking legs all day.
Oh, I have to try this.
Wonder Skin. So I'll put a link on the blog and you guys should check it out if your legs are veiny and scarred like mine.
Fab. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.